Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something happening in homes all around the world. Parents are reaching out, feeling exhausted and sometimes even a little heartbroken, saying their children are constantly fighting with their siblings and disrupting family peace. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this, not even a little bit. And what you're experiencing, it's not a sign that something is wrong with your children or with your parenting. It's actually a sign that something very important is happening in your home. Let me share what the magic book taught me about sibling relationships, and I think it might change how you see those daily conflicts. Here's the truth that research shows us, and it's actually quite beautiful when you think about it. When your children are having those emotionally charged disagreements with each other, when they're arguing over toys or who gets to sit where or whose turn it is, their brains are actually in a natural learning laboratory. Doctor Nina Howe and her colleagues from the Encyclopedia on Early Childhood Development explain that the sibling relationship provides opportunities to learn how to manage disagreements and to learn how to regulate both positive and negative emotions in socially acceptable ways. Can you imagine? Those moments that feel so frustrating to you, those times when you think, why can't they just get along, those are actually the moments when your children are developing critical life skills. They're learning conflict resolution. They're learning emotional regulation. They're learning cooperation. And they're learning all of this through the frequent, emotionally charged social exchanges with their siblings. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Inara, it doesn't feel like learning. It feels like chaos. It feels like my home is a battlefield. And I hear you, wonderful parent. I really do. Research from the Journal of Marriage and Family confirms that these sibling interactions can be intense. But here's what's so important to understand. Siblings provide a natural laboratory for young children to learn about their world, including how to interact with others and manage disagreements. This isn't happening to you. This is happening for your children. Let me tell you what the research shows about how we can guide our children through this developmental phase. And this is where your role becomes so beautifully important. When parents respond to sibling disagreements with calm, developmentally appropriate mediation strategies rather than harsh punishment, children develop stronger relationship skills and experience less ongoing conflict. Did you catch that? Calm mediation, not harsh punishment. The research is very clear on this. When parents employ harsh, punitive discipline, it's actually associated with greater sibling conflict and less friendly interaction between the children. So what does calm mediation look like? It means structuring the negotiation process while empowering your children to reach their own resolutions. You're not swooping in to fix everything or deciding who's right and who's wrong. You're teaching them how to work through disagreements themselves. Here's a beautiful example. When your children are fighting over a toy, instead of taking the toy away or declaring one child the winner, you might say something like, "I can see you both really want to play with this toy." That's hard when two people want the same thing. What ideas do you have for solving this problem? And then you wait. You give them space to think. You might need to help them brainstorm. You might say some families take turns. Some families play together. Some families set a timer. What sounds fair to you? You're teaching them that conflicts can be resolved, that both people's feelings matter, that there are creative solutions. And most importantly, that they have the power to work things out themselves. Parenting expert Amy McCready reminds us that while rivalry is natural, constant fighting can strain family relationships. But here's the hopeful part. Parents can foster harmony through specific positive parenting strategies that validate each child's feelings. Creating opportunities for cooperation rather than competition reduces sibling conflict. Teaching conflict resolution skills empowers children to solve problems independently. And this is where I want to tell you about something really special. In the book of Inara, we have a story called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly. It's about two friends, Theo and Miles, who discover that everyone, even adults, has invisible worries and struggles. And this story teaches something so important for sibling relationships. When children understand that their siblings have their own feelings and challenges, when they learn that everyone carries feelings that aren't always visible, they develop the empathy foundation they need for peaceful conflict resolution. After you share this story with your children, You can talk with them about how everyone in your family has invisible feelings and worries. You can help them understand that when their sibling seems grumpy or difficult, there might be invisible feelings underneath that need kindness and understanding. This is the kind of gentle teaching that transforms sibling relationships over time. Not overnight, wonderful parent. This takes patience. This takes consistency. But the research is so encouraging. Siblings who learn to manage conflicts with parental support develop better emotional regulation, stronger social competence, and more positive lifelong relationships. Think about that for a moment. The work you're doing right now, in these challenging moments, is building the foundation for your children's lifelong relationship with each other. When you stay calm and teach them how to navigate disagreements, you're giving them skills they'll use for the rest of their lives. The magic book whispers this wisdom. The goal is not to eliminate sibling disagreements entirely. That's not realistic, and it's actually not even desirable. The goal is to teach children constructive ways to navigate those disagreements. To help them learn that conflict doesn't mean the end of love, that you can be angry with someone and still care about them, that working through hard things together actually makes relationships stronger. So here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. When your children are fighting, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that this is normal development. This is their learning laboratory. Your job is not to create perfect harmony every moment. Your job is to guide them with patience and empathy as they learn these crucial skills. Stay calm. Validate both children's feelings. Help them brainstorm solutions. Empower them to resolve things themselves. And celebrate the small victories. When they work something out, even imperfectly, acknowledge it. You two figured that out together. I'm so proud of how you're learning to solve problems. And on the hard days, when it feels like too much, remember this. The positive benefits of establishing warm and positive sibling relationships may last a lifetime. You're not just managing today's conflict. You're building tomorrow's friendship. The magic book and I believe in you. You're doing such important work, even when it doesn't feel like it. Your children are so lucky to have a parent who cares enough to learn, to grow, and to guide them with love. Sweet dreams, wonderful parent, until our next adventure together. With love and starlight, Inara.